lover too. I can't stop the winter from turning into spring, or summer giving way to autumn winds. But if I could take the world and make it face the other way, then you'd love me forever again. You'd love me forever.
From Paris, Paris, Texas, that is. That's Gene Watson with his Farewell Party Band and Forever Again. Song number 10 this week in 1984 that was at its peak on the chart. His eighth consecutive top 10 record. It's June of 84 on today's Weekend in the Country, and the countdown won't stop until we get to the top. And the song in that spot 1 week earlier was down to number 9 this weekend. Here's Merle Haggard.
Someday. I'm gonna leave you. I can't seem to go when things are bad. I'll be one more love that you can dream about. And one more man that you can say you had. You'll always be the kind to dream of yesterday. And the way I never understood. And someday soon I'll be just one more memory. And you call my name when things are not so good. Someday when things are good, I'm gonna leave you. I can't seem to go when things are bad. I'll be one more that you can dream about. And one more man that you can say you
Someday When Things Are Good, that's Merle Haggard, a song he co-wrote with his wife Leona Williams. Number 9 this week in 1984, and as I mentioned, that was coming down from number 1, his 31st all-time. And there's another artist on the countdown also with his 31st number 1 hit, and we'll have that for you a little bit later. But right now, a little more about our world here in 1984, and you probably don't remember or didn't even know that there was a World's Fair in New Orleans. It was a flop. It came just 2 years after the Knoxville World's Fair. 84 was an election year, and the Summer Olympics were coming up in Los Angeles. Those Olympics would be a great 2 weeks, even though the Soviet Union and most of their allies announced a boycott. And McDonald's had a campaign for the Olympics. The motto was, U.S. wins, you win. And because of the boycott, we were more successful than expected. In all, America won 174 medals, 83 of them gold. And that meant a lot of free grub courtesy of Mickey D's. Some restaurants ran out of Big Macs. It was their most successful promotion, but also the most costly. We were getting ready for the LA Summer Olympics here in June of 1984. And now, back to the countdown. Coming in at number 8 was the second of three groups in the top 20 this week. Here's Exile.
I don't want to be a memory, just a shadow in your mind. I want to be the one you always need, not the one you left behind. I don't want to be a notch in your handle, another love casualty. So lay back down and let's talk it over.
Here's Exile, the band out of Richmond, Kentucky, that was formed by J.P. Pennington. I Don't Want to Be a Memory was at number 8 this week in 1984, soon to become their second number 1 record. And that was J.P. Pennington on the lead vocals, and the rest of his bandmates, Les Taylor, Sonny LaMare, Marlon Hargis, and Steve Getzman. 1984 was a presidential election year, and here in mid-June, the Democrats had their nominee, former Vice President Walter Mondale.
1982. Reaganomics sinks our country into the deepest recession and unemployment in 50 years. Now Ronald Reagan says the economy is moving up. It is. Up on a mountain of debt and record Reagan deficits. More borrowing than all the other presidents in history combined. That'll drive interest rates up, slow the economy down, and then... If you're thinking of voting for Ronald Reagan in 1984, think of what'll happen. In 1985.
At the convention, Mondale chose for his running mate the first woman to appear on a major party ticket, New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro. But in reality, Mondale really had no chance in the election.
It's morning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates and inflation down, more people are buying new homes, and our new families can have confidence in the future. America today is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we want to return to where we were? less than 4 short years ago.
The famous Morning in America ad for President Reagan, enjoying high popularity as the U.S. economy had come roaring back from recession, and in November it would be a landslide with Reagan winning 49 states. But we've returned to the countdown this week in 84, and checking in at number 7 was Louise Mandrell. I'm not through loving you yet. I'm Not Through Loving You Yet, a song co-written by future country star Holly Dunn. But in June of 84, her lyrics got Louise Mandrell a top 10 hit. I'm Not Through Loving You Yet was at its peak of number 7 this week in 1984.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pro paint days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams primer and ceiling paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m., subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
Today's stroll down memory lane has us on the path of June 1984. These were the songs that we liked most this weekend 41 years ago. And this one's heading for number one, but stopping at number six this week. It's Conway Twitty, Somebody's Needin' Somebody.
Someone somewhere's fallen asleep in a chair in front of the TV. Across town, somebody's up and walking the floor at a quarter to three. In some little corner of the world, a forgotten soul is waiting by the phone. And right down the hall, someone's in there feeling like crying, 'cause they're living all alone. Somebody's needing somebody,
somebody needing somebody
the way I do.
Somebody's
wanting somebody,
somebody
wanting
somebody
they can hold on to,
somebody
to be loved by somebody. That's the way it should be. And I wonder how I'll ever get through. There's got to be somebody somewhere who's feeling it too. Hurting inside, going through the motions, it's so hard to live. So many feeling so lonely when they got so much to give. Somebody's needing
somebody.
Somebody's wanting somebody.
Somebody.
somebody out there waiting for me.
Here's Conway Twitty, Somebody's Needin' Somebody, song number 6 this week in 1984. And in a few weeks, he would equal Merle Haggard's mark of 31 number one hits. And Conway would keep building on that. His next 3 releases would also hit the top of the chart. Well, let's talk about the weather from June of 84. Well, the middle of the country was getting walloped. Violent thunderstorms stretched from New England back to the Rockies. Those storms did cool down the eastern seaboard, which was very hot for this time of the year, well into the 90s. There were 26 tornadoes this past week, all over the plains and the mountain west. On June 8th of 84, an F5 tornado nearly destroyed the town of Barneveld, Wisconsin. 9 people were killed, nearly 200 injured, and it did $25 million in damage. The storm that created the tornado put on one of the greatest lightning shows ever. It generated 200 strikes per minute. And back on May 27th, an overnight flash flood raged through neighborhoods of Tulsa. Nearly 15 inches of rain fell in a 4-hour period. 14 people died in the flooding. The summer weather was already here by mid-June of 1984. And back to that week's country countdown, here's song number 5 from George Jones. You've Still Got a Place in My Heart.
If the one you think is true ever turns his back on you, baby, you still got a place in my heart. If the years should make you cry, darling, give me one more try, for you still got a place in my heart. If I'm a fool to pray that you come back someday, then I know a million fools that love has made that way. So God, don't forget I've been your fool since we first met, and you still got a place in my
Still Got a Place in My Heart, a song written back in 1950 by Leon Payne, first released by Dean Martin in 1967. Glenn Campbell did a version. It was on the flip side of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And Con Hunley's recording in 78 made the top 15. But George Jones had the song at number 5 this week in 1984. It would top out 2 spots higher. Well, on TV here in the summer of 84, CBS won the primetime ratings for this week, led by Game 7 of the NBA Finals between the Celtics and Lakers. They also won the season as well, with Dallas number 1 and 60 Minutes number 2, but BlackRock was dealing with a major headache. The $120 million libel suit brought by General William Westmoreland. In a documentary, CBS asserted that officers in Vietnam under Westmoreland had essentially lied about our progress there. The case went to trial but ended with an out-of-court settlement in February of 85. And one more from CBS. This past week on Pressure Luck, Michael Larson became the biggest winner in game show history.
$107,601. A trip to the Bahamas. A trip to the Bahamas. With that money, you can buy the Bahamas, Michael. $2,636. You're at $110,237.
Yes, they thought he was cheating and they investigated. But Larson just beat him at their own game. He tape-recorded the shows at home, and he noticed a pattern of the lights around the board. He memorized that and rolled up more than $110,000 in cash and prizes, and up to that point, it was the largest payout in game show history. Now, a little TV talk from this week, 1984. And we get back to the countdown now. Coming in at number 4 was Vern Gosden. I Can Tell by the Way You Dance.
I can see every time I look into your eyes. You don't care a thing about those other guys. Without words, you made me understand what's on your mind. The rhythm of your body close to mine. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. Love's either right or it's wrong. Feels so good, love you a lot. Right here beside me is where you belong. I don't care if everybody knows the way I feel. Until the dream of holding you is real. Tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. Love's either right or beside me is where you belong. I don't care if everybody knows the way I feel. Until the dream of holding you is real. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way you dance that you're gonna love me tonight. I can tell by the way it dance that you're gonna love me tonight.
Vern Gosden was given that tune in 1982, but he thought it was too much like a rock song. Good thing he held on to it, though, because it became his first number one record, I Can Tell by the Way You Dance, sitting at number 4 on the countdown this week, and it's part of the soundtrack of June 1984 for this Weekend in the Country.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Pro paint days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams primer and ceiling paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Weekend in the Country.
It's Craig Orndorff with you as always from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And some great radio stations carry this show, like KMTI in Manti, Utah. There's KDLO in Watertown, South Dakota. And KKYN Kickin' Country for Plainview and Lubbock, Texas. Well, today we're remembering June of 1984, and we're up to number 3 on the countdown with Alabama, When We Make Love.
There's a light in your eyes tonight. You know I'd know that look anywhere. You got plans, and I'm one lucky man. Before we get so carried away, there's just something I've been wanting to say. An affair. I want you to know how much I care. When we make love, oh, it's such a precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our minds when we make love. Watching you make your little moves, and I can tell it's gonna be a long night. All day long we keep holding on. It couldn't be any better than this. I got it all at my fingertips. When an affair, I want you to know how much I care. When we make love, oh, it's such a precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our
just an affair. I want you to know how much I care. When we make love, oh, it's such a precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now let's make love.
When we make love, there's Alabama at number 3 this week in 1984. Next week, it would be their 13th consecutive number 1 hit. It also made it to number 8 on the Adult Contemporary chart, and it was the second single from their album, Roll On. Now it's time for sports from this week in 84. We'll start with golf. It was U.S. Open weekend. And on the 18th, Greg Norman holed a 45-footer to save par. Back in the fairway was Fuzzy Zeller, who playfully waved a white towel of surrender. Well, Fuzzy also parred the last, and that sent the two of them into an 18-hole playoff on Monday, and it was all Fuzzy Zeller winning by 8 shots. The NASCAR circuit was in Brooklyn, Michigan. Bill Elliott got his second win of the season. Terry Labonte would win the championship. In boxing this weekend, Thomas the Hitman Hearns demolished Roberto Duran in a second-round TKO for the light middleweight championship. Baseball, there was excitement at Wrigley Field as the Cubs were contenders. They'd make the postseason for the first time since 1945. But this was the Tigers' year. Detroit began the season 35-5, and they'd go on to beat the Padres in the World Series. There was professional football in the spring of 84 with the second season of the USFL. The playoffs would start in 2 weeks, and the Philadelphia Stars would beat the Arizona Wranglers for the title. NBA championship, the Celtics won a great 7-game series over the Lakers, including a sweltering Game 5 in the Garden where it was 90 degrees. Larry Bird averaged 27 points and 14 rebounds. And the Edmonton Oilers won their first Stanley Cup, ending the reign of the New York Islanders. And that's sports from this weekend, 1984. And we're back on the countdown now at number 2. Here's David Allan Coe.
Mona Lisa lost her smile. The painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. And the eyes that used to burn for me, now they no longer look my way. And the love that used to be, why, it just got lost in yesterday. And if she seems cold to the touch, where there used to burn a flame, I gave too little, took too much. Shall I erase the painter's name?
Mona Lisa lost her smile. The painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned, laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. Hands trembling now. And if she's out there running wild,
just because I taught her how. In the masterpiece that we had planned, it's laying there shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now.
There's David Allan Coe and Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile. That would be his biggest hit on the countdown at its peak of number two this week in 1984. Well, we have a leftover baseball item from this weekend, and I was actually watching this on TV from home when it happened. Gary Renicke of the Baltimore Orioles hit a grand slam against the Yankees, and that round tripper won Ann Summers of College Park, Maryland, $1 million. During the local Baltimore broadcast, they had a special home run sweepstakes inning. Each batter that frame would hit for a different viewer who had entered the contest. Now, a home run hit in the selected inning would win the viewer $1,000. However, a grand slam was worth $1 million. And I can still hear announcer Chuck Thompson saying, "Ann Summers, I'm holding $1 million in my hand, and it's yours if Gary Renicke hits a home run." And he came through for Ms. Summers, who was a secretary and a divorced mother of four. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend in 1984, a little further down the survey. At number 24, Don Williams.
Sometimes you feel lost and far from home. Then with just one kiss, you're a king on a throne. It can make you soar like an eagle, or it can make you feel meek as a dove, but oh, that's the thing about love. You hope and pray the right one comes along, but some fools don't know what they've got till it's gone. Very one you think will never hurt you always seems to be the one that does. But oh, that's the thing about love. You can't have it until you give it. You can never give it enough. Oh, you can't have it until you give it. You can never give it enough. So next time you caught in a natural flow, deep in the feelings with your heart all aglow, don't stop to try to understand it. Just think your lucky stars shining above and say, whoa, that's the thing about love. Whoa, that's the thing about love.
That's the Thing About Love, a song written by Grammy Award winners Richard Lee and Gary Nicholson, and recorded by Don Williams, the lead-off single from his album Cafe Carolina. It was at number 24 this week, but soon to become his 16th number one. The record at the top of the chart this week in 84 is coming up next on Weekend in the Country.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m., subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers Slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weekend in the Country.
We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's show. But before we get out of here, let me remind you about the Facebook page. Go there and give us a like and or follow, and you'll be sure to get all of our updates, including previews of upcoming shows. Check it out and share it with others, and tell your friends and family to listen as well. Well, now it's time for the Classic Country feature, where we go back even further from our spotlight year. And today we drop in on mid-June 1965, and number one on the country chart that week was Marty Robbins.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me, rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, don't wanna see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me, come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me.
Ribbon of Darkness was written by Gordon Lightfoot. He hadn't become a star yet, especially in the U.S., but a number of established performers were having hits with his songs, and Marty Robbins was one of them. He had Ribbon of Darkness at number one this week in 1965, his 11th chart topper. And now, we're up to the number one record from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1984. But first, some news and notes from back then. The population of the USA in 1984 was 235 million, and the median household income was $21,000. Unemployment for June was 7.2%, but a year ago it was 10.1%. Well, 1984 also brought us the Macintosh personal computer, unveiled during the Super Bowl, but Dell computers also got their start, produced by Michael Dell, targeting small businesses and households. A new airline was coming this week. Virgin Atlantic made its inaugural flight on June 22nd. New in the comic book world were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird. They could only afford to print a limited number of copies, but they had an outstanding media campaign, and it piqued the public's interest and quickly became a phenomenon. Now, the Turtles got their start in New Hampshire, right next door in Vermont, was the home of the fastest-growing dessert item, Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And speaking of dessert, the winner of the 1984 Pillsbury Bake Off was the Country Apple Coffee Cake. The winner was Susan Perubkin of Whitewater, Wisconsin. Not only did she have a tasty dish, but she won $40,000. A few odds and ends from our world here in June of 1984. And taking the top prize on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart that week was Eddie Raven. He was South of the Border on I Got Mexico.
I just got tired of that same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico. But I've even learned to speak the language. I'm down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow, soaking sun in Mexico. I'm eating rice.
got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Eddie Raven released his first single in 1962. He finally hit the charts in 74, and here in 1984, his first single for the RCA label was his second top 10 and his first number one. I Got Mexico, the first of his six career chart toppers, and it was number one this weekend in 1984. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Snakes. Zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy. Lows around 58. Showers and storms are possible Monday, highs around 81. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 81 again. For Wednesday, showers and storms, and highs around 80.
It's 73 at our studios.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. My climbing in, take it easy.